Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Just kidding. Not Mike Crute. Kristen Bry. Filling in for Mike Crute. Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin. Happy to be here. First hour done. I am joined by Brian Kelly as my co-host and friend.
Yeah.
Advocate.
We're becoming friends, Kristen. It's exciting.
Well, we got a lot in common, right? We both got brown curly hair. We're both tall. We're above average height. We're both actors. You know, why wouldn't we be friends?
I don't know why we couldn't be. At least that's what the song says.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we just wrapped up a really powerful, I thought, conversation with two people who are representing Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, which is C3 versus C4. And so just wanted to make sure that there is Planned Parenthood that does policy and advocacy work. And then there is also Planned Parenthood that is totally non-political, that is just a healthcare provider. But talking about the pending, looming abortion ban, and that Wisconsin is one of the states that, if Roe gets overturned in the next week and a half, we will revert back to an 1849 law that says basically all abortions are illegal, including for rape and incest. And the only one, I think, the only situation potentially is the health of the mother. And because we have a state government that cannot compromise or work together, that is a stalemate as far as any movement. But I want to take a couple calls, because I think hopefully there was reactions from that conversation. And then we will talk about the Marquette poll that came out today and kind of how close all these races are, and specifically how close pretty competitive primary for both Senate and for governor on each side of the aisle. And so for now, though, let's take Mark from the SAC. Mark, how are you doing?
Mark?
Mark is gone.
Oh, man.
Who else do we have on the line? Is there any other callers that we...
We got our buddy Ken Bob from Daleyville.
Ken Bob, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. You guys are doing great. It's a great show. That was a very powerful hour, that last hour. I just have one thing I'm feeling. This thing that's coming up, I think, is going to be such a gut punch. And the only appropriate reaction I think that women should have, if this ruling is as bad as we're afraid it's going to be, is at the moment of the ruling, just to scream at the top of their lungs and let those bastards know what they've done. And that's pretty much all I can say.
Yeah. Yeah, I think one of the points that Allison made was, you know, sometimes there's those of us who pay attention to the news a lot, right? We are consumed. We make our living talking about the news, like I do, like everyone at this radio station does. And so it is part of our job description is to stay up to date and have an opinion on what is happening in the news. And sometimes it's easy to forget huge swaths of the population that do not do that, that do not obsess over the news. You know, I have an interesting anecdote from a friend, an old girlfriend of mine who lives in Texas and has lived in Texas since 2009, because that's where she's from. But she went to school with me in California. And I asked her, I saw her in person for a wedding in October, which was a couple weeks, maybe a month after Texas had put their 6-week abortion ban out, and it started going through, you know, the every, you know, it was like the civil suit, right? So it was a different tactic that we've seen before. And it was more about any person, any citizen can file a civil lawsuit against someone for, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars if they helped at all to get help someone get an abortion.
Yeah, rat out your neighbor with any suspicion whatsoever.
Yeah. And I remember asking her, and she's someone who certainly watches the news. Like she does not live under a rock. She's very smart. Like we went to Berkeley together. She is an educated, working, tries to stay active person, but she's also a mom of 2 kids who are under 5 and a working mom, and she's busy. And I remember asking her what it felt like to live in Texas while this was going on. And she was really honest with me that she was just kind of like, you know, I'm kind of at the age where I have my 2 kids, my husband got a vasectomy, and I'm so consumed with my life, and that kind of the day to day doesn't feel like it affects me. And so I'm mad about it. I don't agree with it. I don't want that to happen, but that for her isn't top of mind. And I just wonder how many people, until it happens to you, this will not move the needle until it really shows up in a way that you weren't even paying attention to or expecting.
Well, there's a couple issues as well. It's not necessarily specifically about abortion as much as bodily autonomy.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely. Now, you can't go and take blood from me if it's going to save the person over there's life. If I die, you can't take my organs unless I've signed a piece of paper while I was alive that said you could. But, you know, a corpse basically has more rights than a woman would in Wisconsin after this gets overturned. And on top of that, once this gets overturned, do you think they're going to stop there? There's also, you know, things that aren't enumerated in the Constitution. Gay marriage, interracial marriage, things like that. They could just say, well, it's up to the states. I don't know. Too bad. And at that time, I mean, it's already almost too late. At that time, it's going to be really too late.
I know. It was interesting. It's an interesting point you made, because I don't know if you saw it today, but Emily Fannin I think she works for CBS 58. She got a soundbite or interview with Rebecca Clayfish, Republican governor candidate, who said she would not repeal or turn back laws for birth control or gay marriage when she's governor, which I thought was interesting, because as the Marquette poll is showing, Tim Michaels has very much caught up to her in polling for the Republican primary for governor in Wisconsin. And I feel like she came out of the gate after she's been basically campaigning for the last 3.5 years since her and Walker were out of office. She's basically been campaigning for governor since then. And for Michaels to come in at the very end and out MAGA her, is like, is this like a sign that she's pivoting to be a little bit more moderate ahead of the the primary?
Too late. Also, it's really hard to be a strong, independent woman who hitches her, you know, her wagon to Walker and Trump, and that's your identity. On top of that, it's really interesting that she's making promises like, when I'm governor, I won't do that, because Walker, when he was governor, when I'm governor, don't worry, I won't go after the unions at all. Don't worry, it's all. Dropped the bomb.
This is one of those history lessons that I wasn't living here when Walker got elected. I remember I was living in D.C. at the time when the Act 10 protests were going. I was like, oh man, like what's happening in Wisconsin, like my home state. But I was not here for the run up to his election, to when he first became governor, and what promises he made or what platform he ran on. But he did run on a platform of very much like divide and conquer, didn't he? Wasn't he kind of like the pre-Trump Trump?
He was. Yes. And by the way, he was also being groomed as well, as far as, you know, Russian connections go. If you remember Maria Butina, that little, you know, Russian little thing, he greeted her in Russian, knew she was coming. Also, they were looking at him because they didn't know who was going to win the primary. They were looking at all the candidates. They were spreading out all their stuff, talking to everybody from the Russian front. By the way, Walker didn't even get a vote. He burned out within, you know, just a couple days and stuff. Burned out a whole bunch of money in 70 some odd days. He ended his campaign. Either way, he lost and is a big loser.
All right. Well, we have a couple minutes before we're going to break, but I thought that was interesting as far as it's basically neck and neck between Michaels and Evers, Michaels and Clayfish right now for, according to the newest Marquette poll, which again, she ran for 3.5 years. And I just feel like, trust me, there's probably 0%, maybe one that I agree with politically with Rebecca Clayfish. If I had to guess, I've yet to meet her in person. I should keep an open mind, but my guess and my instinct is we agree on very little. And it's hard for me not as a woman to be like, that sucks. Like, I feel like there is so much internal misogyny that is rearing its head, and that they got spooked that she couldn't beat Evers. And then all of a sudden this guy who like is a poor man's Liv Schreiber, who happens to also be a billionaire, rolls in as like, I'm the guy. And people are responding to it.
He doesn't even live here. He lives in Connecticut or New York, maybe.
Maybe. And I don't know. Like, I could say that. I feel bad for her. Like, I feel bad that she's worked this hard and to just have her own party kind of be like to backdoor her a little bit, which seems kind of sees what it's like, right?
Michaels was a consultant for her campaign.
Yeah. Because he's ahead by 1 point, 27%. Clayfish is 26%. Nicholson 10. Rampton coming in strong with that 3%.
I want to ask you something. We're going to go to break here in about a minute. Right. I got to ask you, let's pretend Evers isn't going to win. Which one of these people are you feeling even remotely safe with? And you don't have to answer now. I'm interested to know. We're going to talk about the polling and everything, but I want to know, who are you even remotely safe with in this?
I will ponder that during the break because I think my gut just like sunk a little bit even trying to think of what the answer to that is. So let me ruminate and we'll get back to it. But I am Kristen Bry filling in for Mike Crute. I'm here with Brian Kelly and this is Devil's Advocates.
We marry dogs.
Having a great time.